Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut and WTIC News Talk 1080. Because good things happen in communities that care.
And we got 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on WTIC News Talk 1080. And it is that time of the month again, the last Saturday of the month, this being July 31st. And it's when we do our Community Connections program. And of course, as always, I'm joined with Paul Gilberto, the president and CEO. And we have, Maura Cook, who's going to be with us also on today's program. And she's the senior director of marketing and engagement. And both of them, of course, with the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. So this is pretty exciting. I mean, all of a sudden, we've got another person on the show. There's another co-host here, and Paula, this is exciting. What the heck is going on? Give us a little bit of an idea. We're going to talk to Maura in just a little bit, but tell us a little bit about the role that Maura plays and what she's going to be playing here on the show.
Absolutely, Steve. So first of all, thank you. Hello to our listeners, and I'm just so excited to introduce you and our listeners to my new co-host, and that's Maura Cook. As you said, Maura is our Senior Director of Marketing and Engagement. Just an exemplary person and great talent. And Maura leads an incredible team that is focusing in on all of the critical ways we can engage individuals, companies, volunteers to really support kids succeeding. So today we wanted to talk about the importance of learning, addressing any gaps, particularly since it's been such a challenging year, as you know, Steve, and more to talk about ways in which people can get engaged. So it's pretty exciting.
So now, as far as what you've been seeing across this past year with COVID and stuff, I know that your things are starting to come around, hopefully. Then they're talking about us maybe going into masks again. But you were just saying, about how important this early age is as far as reading goes. And I think it was the difference between learning to read and reading to learn. Could you talk to us a little bit about that before we go to Maura?
Absolutely. And so, this whole piece, children are born learning. They're inquisitive. It's important to read to children. As infants, it's important to cultivate in them a desire to read, a love of reading. And up until the time you turn 8, all of the books, all of the material is aimed at helping children to learn how to read. But then when you start the 4th grade, the curriculum has changed. And in order to keep pace with learning, you have to know how to read. So that pivotal point is the start of 4th grade, the importance of children being at reading level at that point. It is such an indicator of future success, including high school completion. It's also one of 3 pillars in terms of children really being on track to be successful academically and also with their social skills. The first pillar is school readiness, the importance of quality early childhood education prepared for kindergarten. The second is attendance. It's important even in preschool that children attend, and then critically as they progress to regular classrooms as they get older. And then the other critical piece is what we're in right now, summer learning, and preventing any possible summer learning loss. Over a normal year, children can lose up to 4 to 6 weeks of their academic gains just over the course of the summer.
Wow.
What we're realizing in terms of the impact of COVID-19, the disruption during the school year, et cetera, is that some children may have lost a full year of academics just in terms of sliding back. So we're just honored to be working with community partners, school systems, volunteers, corporations, all committed to helping children get on track, stay on track, and continue to progress.
Well, I got to tell you, there's so many great things going on with United Way. And as I always say, you know, there's just there's nothing that you guys aren't dealing with. And I remind people that, you know, it all sometimes it just begins with 2-1-1. Mm-hmm. I even heard Ray talking about it this week, a scenario that had come up. You say, hey, 2-1-1. Paula, before we switch over to Maura and talk a little bit more about the reading campaign, what have you got as far as what's coming up for the fourth quarter? I mean, maybe, you know, kicking off the 2021 campaign or what's going on?
Well, we're really excited. Again, I just want to give Maura due credit for all of this. We are partnering with NBC Connecticut for our first ever telethon to kick off the 2021 United Way Community Campaign. So I encourage our listeners to tune in to NBC 30 on September 9th from 5 to 8 p.m. And we're having a telethon to encourage individuals to contribute dollars, to contribute their time, to support success for children and families. And then another critical point, right, in terms of September, believe it or not, Steve, this September 11th is the 20th anniversary, of the critical event in terms of the towers in New York, the Pentagon, et cetera. And thanks to Maura and her team, we have an incredible service project going on. We're going to recruit upwards to 300 volunteers who are going to be preparing family emergency preparedness kits. And also, you know, truly commemorating, you know, those who passed away as well as their loved ones.
Boy, I tell you, it's amazing. I can't believe 20 years. Holy Toledo, that is just unbelievable. All right, Paula, well, we're going to take a little break here, and then I'm going to come back and speak a little bit with Maura. And Paula, we thank you so much. It's exciting, and hopefully I can't wait to get both of you in the studio here together, so it's a little bit more less chaotic, but it'll be great to finally get back and give each other a good hug again. So,
excellent.
So thank you so much, Paula. We'll take a break, and this is Paula Gilberto, the president and CEO of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut, and she has brought along a new co-host with us, and that's Maura Cook, and we're going to take a break, and then we'll check in with Maura. Thanks a lot, Paula.
You bet.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's the one and only Paula Gilberto from the United Way. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more about just how important reading is for your child with Maura Cook, who is the Senior Director of Marketing and Engagement of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut, and Paula's new co-host, up next on WTIC News Talk 1080. And we are back with our Community Connections program. We're going to introduce our next guest. First time on the show that I know of. Maybe she's been in here with Paula before. I don't know. This is Maura Cook. She's the Senior Director of Marketing and Engagement at the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. And Maura, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm excited to be here.
You've been in here before, haven't you?
I have, yes, way back with Susan Dunn, yeah.
It seems like everything was way back as far as being in the studio. Maura, give us an idea. I mean, let's talk a little bit more about the reading program that Paula had discussing, and what is United We Read and what's available to families and children this summer? What is United We Read?
Yes, so United We Read is a year-round campaign that's dedicated to providing children with the tools and resources and programs so that they can read at grade level by the start of fourth grade, which is, as Paula said, a key indicator of future success. So it's all about getting kids involved in quality early childhood programs, getting them reading and talking and exposed to lots of different words and language as early as possible when the brain is developing most rapidly so that they can be the most successful academically and in their futures. This is a partnership between United Way, schools, municipalities, and local and national partners. And our focus right now for the United We Read campaign is on our Million Minute Challenge.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. I thought that was a typo. You're a Million Minute challenge. A million minutes. Okay, tell us about that.
Yeah, so we know that this has been a tough year for children, for teachers, for parents, and we want everybody to get and stay on track this summer. And one way that children can do that is by making sure they're reading just 20 minutes a day. So if you have children at home, reading with them, reading to them, or having them read for 20 minutes a day is a great way for them to stay on track this summer. So United Way wanted to make this really fun for everyone. And so we challenged our region of Central and Northeastern Connecticut to collectively read a million minutes this summer. We have had so many programs participate. We got to do a day with the Yard Goats where we got to give out books, and we had so many children sign up. And I'm so excited to say that, Steve, a million is a lot, but today we have 3 million minutes pledged from children and families in our region.
3 million?
3 million. Oh, yeah.
That's absolutely incredible. Now, when you were growing up, I always do this. I just throw the script right out the window. But Maura, when you were growing up, what do you remember? Did your make sure you get the answer right? Did your parents spend a lot of time reading with you? Do you read with your children, or what?
Absolutely, my parents always made reading a priority, and they might even be listening right now. But we read every night. We were always, having to do our summer reading over the summer. My parents always made sure, that we did that. And I know, that it's hard. We have so many things that we're involved in. We have so many priorities, but squeezing in that 20 minutes really is critical. And when your children are little, when they're small, singing to them, talking to them, just, exposing them to all different types of words, and language, it's so critical to the future. It can be easy and fun to work in, and organizations like United Way have lots of ways that we can help you do that.
All right. So how are we going to get more people involved? I mean, to be part of the Million Minute Challenge, what have we got to do to make this get more people pulled into this?
Yeah, so we're not stopping at a million minutes or 3 million minutes. There's still time. The summer is not over. So we want everyone to go in and commit to reading at least 20 minutes a day. If you're going to read more, great. But you can do that by texting million minutes with no space to 41444, or go to our website at www.unitedwayinc.org and click right on our homepage on the Million Minute Challenge. You can register yourself, your child, nieces and nephews. Teachers can register their summer school classrooms, youth agencies, and libraries can also help people register, read anywhere, anytime. And help us really continue to break a record here in Central and Northeastern Connecticut this summer.
All right. One more time, tell them how to register to do this, because sometimes there's always a couple of people that are doing something else while you're saying those important numbers. So just run those. I don't mean that in a bad way. Sometimes people are busy on Saturday mornings. That's okay. Give us those information numbers again, please.
Absolutely. So you can text keyword million minutes with no space to 41444, or go to our website at www.unitedwayinc.org. You'll see Million Minute right on the homepage, and go in and register your commitment for your minutes this summer.
All right, now Maura, now you are taking on a big role here, co-hosting with Paula. Now, what would you say are you looking forward to as we look towards the final quarter of the year? What are some of the things that United Way has really got to be prepared for, and do we need to be prepared for? You know, COVID could be coming back or whatever, but how's the fourth quarter looking for the United Way?
Yeah, so we have so many great events coming up and great ways that people can get involved in their community. And one thing I want to say is that at United Way, we are making every effort to get people engaged in their community in the ways that they feel comfortable and the way that they feel safe. So we have virtual opportunities available. Paula mentioned our 9/11 Remembrance Project, which I'm very much looking forward to. People can come and volunteer outdoors, or we can offer safe pickup options so that people can assemble kits at home with their families. We'll have virtual reading volunteering opportunities. So if you're passionate about what we talked about today, you can actually sign up to help students who are a bit behind with respect to their reading get on track and stay on track. And of course, kicking off our community campaign. This is what United Way is all about, is bringing people together. And you know, even as things remain somewhat uncertain with COVID-19 and the pandemic, you know, there's no more important time to be there for your neighbor, to be there for your community. And that's what the pandemic has taught us. And that's what United Way is here for. So I just hope that people will get involved with us this year. I hope people will give their time, give their dollars if they're able. There are a lot of families that are still struggling with the long-term impacts of the pandemic, and United Way is here to help.
You know, and that is one of the things, I suppose, during this past period of time, you know, there have been so many things that have kind of broken away, but you guys have been able to keep us united in a lot of great ways. How has the, and I'm going to throw this one at you, and Paula could be, you know, I would throw it at Paula. How about overall fundraising throughout this COVID period of time? How has that gone for you?
People have been incredibly generous, and I think that as a United Way, as a local United Way, what's been really important for us is to continue to be able to be responsive to what our community most needs. So I'm so proud of our team and of our partners, and so grateful to the corporations and the individuals who stepped up to give support throughout COVID-19. We were able to do some tremendous response work in terms of helping families who are struggling with their financial security and helping children get back on or stay on track with respect to learning. And you know, we're not letting up on that at all. So we know that people are stretched. I would always ask, give what you can. If you're not stretched right now, if you can give a little bit more, we all saw this year how, you know, one emergency, one crisis can take families to a place where they're financially vulnerable. And it's our vision that all of our families are financially secure, all of our children are succeeding in school, and with everyone's continued support, I know that we can get there.
All right, Maura, big thumbs up all the way across the room. Everybody's nodding their heads over here. So thank you so much for just you know, jumping in with us and as a co-host on this particular program. And we'll be looking forward to having you as a regular part of the show as the months to come, right?
Thank you. Yes, it was great to be here. Looking forward to doing more.
All right. Well, thank you. Hopefully we didn't scare you off the first time. All right. All right, Maura, you take care, and we'll see you again on next month's Community Connections program, okay?
You too, Steve.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, that's Maura Cook, the Senior Director of Marketing and Engagement of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut, along with our opening co-host, the one and only Paula Gilberto, President and CEO of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. It's like two news people from the United Way at one time. Thank you so much, ladies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.